Das kann so sagen, dass wir gestern schon gesagt haben, wir müssen noch das ein Gas. Sagt der Mission in Melum Carbon, was brought by Aaron and his sons when they were installed as Kahanim, was also brought with breads, and these breads were like the matzah breads of the Toida. They were made of challis, rakikin, and revuchin. The breads that accompany a carbon nazir are brought as two parts of the Toida breads, challis and rakikin, but no revucha. Therefore, the nazirous breads were made of 10 Yushalmi kava flour, which equals 6 2/3 yisar. In fact, how do we know that there was revucha brought by the meluim? Chalas and kikin are written explicitly in the pasuk, but how do we know about revucha? And the of chisim named Rav Chomer bar Gurya said the pasuk makes reference to the chalas matzah, which refers to the chalas. It also says rekik echod, which is the rekikim, but it also mentions in chalas lechem shemen. What does that refer to? It refers to the revucha, which had a lot of oil. If Avya is, maybe refers to a cake of gelled oil, maybe not, that's not lechem at all. If more, rather the source is the Joshua of Nachman bar Chissa and Rav Tavlo, who said that the pasuk creates a hekesh between the Kohen Gadol's daily minchas chavitim to a regular Kohen's mincha that he brings on the day that he begins to do the avodah. This teaches that just like the chavitim are of revucha, the Kohen's mincha has that as well. The meluin was a carbon brought for the kahanim beginning to do the avodah. Therefore, it must be that was also included, it also had a revucha in it as well. The more continues, Rav Chisda said, when a Kohen Gadol is installed to do the Avodah, he has to bring two Revucha Menachas, one for the daily Kohen Gadol Chavitin, and one for the inauguration into the Avodah. Mar Bar Rashi said he has to bring three Menachas. The Gemara says they don't argue. Rav Chisda is talking about a case where this Kohen had already done Avodah as a Kohen Head yet, and now he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Mar Bar Rashi is talking about where he never did the Avodah as a Kohen Head yet. So he has to bring one for the daily Chavitin, one for being initiated into the Avodah as a Kohen Head yet, and one for being initiated into the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. Mishnah said, Naziris Haisa Bosh De Yodos Vichulu. Says the pasuk regarding Toida says Shlamov, which comes to include the Nazir Shlomim into the halachas of Toida, to teach that the two types of bread have to be made of 10 Yushalmi Kav and a quarter lug of oil. We would think that it should even teach that a third type of bread, I mean the Revucha, should be required as well. The pasuk regarding Nazir therefore says Matzois. A Papa explained the word Matzis teaches the only breads regarding which the pasuk says Matzis are brought, and therefore Revucha is not brought. The Yeshiva of Yishmol told a Brisa that says that Matzis is a klal, chalas and rakikin is a prat, therefore we have a klal a prat, which teaches that only the things that are included in the chalas and rakikin those are the only things that are included in the prat, therefore there's the only things that are included over here altogether. Zuck, the next Mishnah. If someone shechs a toida in the Azor while the breads are outside the choyma, the breads do not become kaddish. If the carbon was shechted before the breads became crusted in the oven, or even if all the breads became crusted except for one, the bread does not become kaddish. What's meant by outside the chayma? Rabbi Yochanan says it means outside the chayma of Beis Pagi, the wall surrounding Yerushalayim. Rish Lakish says it means the wall of the Azara. Rish Lakish holds that the pasuk says the chalas must be offered al with the carbon, and al means it has to be close by. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't dash in this way, and therefore he says it's kosher as long as it's still in Yerushalayim. They already argue about this elsewhere. Mishnah says someone who shechs the Pesach over chametz has violated a lav. Rabbi Yehuda says the same applies to the shechting of the afternoon tamid on Erev Pesach. On this Mishnah, Rish Lakish says one would not be chayiv unless there's chametz owned by the sheichet, or by the one who does his rika, or by one of the people of the ownership group of the Pesach, and the chametz has to be present in the Azara, because the pasuk says al. Rabbi Yochanan says that the chametz does not have to be present in the Azara. So we see that they're arguing the same thing about al. So why do we have to argue by a toida as well? Mar says, if we only had the case of chametz, we would say Rabbi Yochanan only holds that way over there, because the Israel of chametz exists no matter where the chametz is. However, regarding a toida, maybe he agrees with Rish Lakish. If we only had the case of a toida, we would say Rish Lakish maybe agrees with Rabbi Yochanan regarding chametz. Mar says, there's a braisa regarding toida that says like Rabbi Yochanan. Mishnah said, "Shochta atchulei karmu poneh batanur." Mar says it's based on a brayse. The brayse says, "Al chalis lechem chametz yakriv karbonoi al zevach." That teaches that the breads only become kaddish if they have already crusted in the oven. Yakriv karbonoi al zevach teaches that the breads only become kaddish with the shechting of the carbon. Zevach toidas teaches that if the carbon was shechted shaloi lishma, the breads do not become kaddish. A brayse says one can be yoytze with partially baked matzah or with matzah baked made in a pan. What's partially baked matzah? Rabbi Yehuda Nevi Shmuel said it means it's baked enough that if you were to break it, it would break cleanly without strands of dough connecting the pieces. Rava said the same is true for breads of a toida. They have to be baked to that level. It's obvious that the toida breads would be like the matzah because they both are referred to as lechem in the pasuk. So what's the chiddush over here? Marcel, we would think that since the pasuk regarding the toida bread says echod, it teaches that it may not be broken and partially baked may be viewed as broken. Therefore, teaches that partially baked is sufficient. Mark continues, if a toida was shechted with 80 loaves instead of 40, Chizkiah says 40 of them become kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan says none of them become kaddish. Rabbi Zeri said everyone agrees that if he said at the shechita that 40 out of the 80 should become kaddish, they would become kaddish. everyone also agrees that if he said that 40 should only become Kaddish, if all 80 become Kaddish, then none of them become Kaddish. Machlekes is where he said nothing. In that case, Chizkiyah said that we view the additional 40 as being brought as a chrayis, and therefore 40 become Kaddish. Rabbi Yechon says that we view the additional 40 as the person wanting to bring an extra large carbon with 80 loaves, and therefore none of them become Kaddish. Abaye said everyone agrees that we view the additional 40 as the person wanting to bring an extra large carbon with 80 loaves. Machlekes is whether a klisharis can make something Kaddish without the person's intent. Chizkiyah holds that it does, and therefore the 40 become Kaddish, even without his intent to do so. Rabbi Yechon holds it does not, since he never intended for only 40 loaves to become Kaddish, nothing becomes Kaddish. A Papa said everyone agrees that Kli Sharis can make something Kaddish even without intent. Machlekes is whether the Shechita knife, which is a Kli Sharis, can make the bread Kaddish without intent. Chizkiyah holds that it does. Rabbi Yechon holds that since nothing is put inside this Kli, it can only make something Kaddish with intent. Others say, there are puppets said that everyone agrees that a klisharis can make something Kaddish only with intent. The machlekes is whether the shechita knife, which is a klisharis, is treated differently than other klisharis. Chizkiyah holds that it's superior to other klisharis, as we can see that it can make something Kaddish, even though it has no toich, has no insight to it. Therefore, it also has the ability to make something Kaddish without intent as well. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says a knife is not treated differently than any other klisharis, and therefore it can only make something Kaddish with intent.